And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast, Friday, November 6th, 2020. Today in the news, gold markets have rallied significantly this week, reaching toward $1,950 an ounce, reports FX Empire. The Fed meeting will have a significant influence on what goes on with the U.S. dollar, but it does not have too much left that it can do without fiscal stimulus. Pullbacks should continue to be thought of as buying opportunities, and we eventually anticipate gold will break through the $2,000 an ounce handle. The 2020 election has proved a target-rich environment for challenges, reports Zero Hedge. It's not surprising that both sides have raised tens of millions of dollars and enlisted hundreds of lawyers for the election challenges. Officials have to process tens of millions of mail-in ballots in areas that have not dealt with such numbers before. Challenges could come in three ways, from voting deadlines, voting conditions, and voting certification. The outcome may be delayed by both tabulation and litigation. The U.S. government seized an unprecedented $1 billion worth of Bitcoin linked with criminal marketplace the Silk Road, reports CNBC. The Justice Department said it was the largest seizure of a cryptocurrency in the history of the agency. Silk Road allowed people to buy and sell drugs and other illegal goods and use bitcoins to anonymously fund those transactions. The dark web marketplace was shut down by the federal authorities in 2013, and its founder, Ross Ulbricht, was sentenced to life in prison 2 years later. And lastly, besides media pollsters, the biggest immediate election losers on Tuesday were Democratic congressional leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, reports Wall Street Journal. A GOP Senate would mean the end of the Biden-Bernie Sanders unity agenda. No death to the legislative filibuster, no new U.S. states, no Supreme Court packing, no confiscatory tax increases, no Green New Deal. If Biden wins and he wants to get something done, he's going to have to go through Mitch the Knife. Regardless of whether Biden wins, the Democratic left lost America. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.